Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're actually reading the passage for Monday of Holy Week. This is Holy Week, and I hope you'll join us every day for Holy Week as we walk through the week together. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 11 is the reading for today. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made out of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why is this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You'll always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well. Since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. Yeah, so this is a beautiful passage about this anointing of Jesus' feet, where Mary takes this costly perfume and pours it at Jesus' feet and wipes his feet with her hair. This is one of the tellings of this story. And in this story, Judas objects. In this version, Judas objects. And Judas is upset because that was worth a lot of money. It's interesting, this year for the Super Bowl, there was some ads about Jesus during the Super Bowl. And the first thing people said was, they could have taken all that money they spent on Super Bowl ads and given it to the poor. And the only thing I could think about was this passage right here. There will always be those who are naysayers when you do something extravagant for Jesus. And while I'm not sure that buying a Super Bowl ad is the same as Mary's worshiping at Jesus' feet, I do think there will always be those who question motives. And the passage is really clear to say Judas didn't really care about the poor because he used to steal money from Jesus' bank account, basically, the purse where they kept their money as they traveled around. But Judas was just upset for whatever reason at this lavish offering of love. And that's really what it is. Mary pours out everything she has, is one way to look at it, on Jesus. She takes the most valuable thing that she owns and she pours it at his feet like it's nothing. And it was a lot of money. So here is really the main point of this passage. If we don't want to miss the main point, there are lots of other little things we could get into. But the main point is that worship is about pouring out everything we are, our most valued possessions, the most valued things about us, and laying them at the feet of Jesus, pouring them out for Jesus' sake. And sometimes that kind of worship will have other people question our motives. It might have other people ridicule us, like Judas here. Now, some people have taken these words of Jesus where he says, "The poor you will always have with you," to be like, well, we don't need to take care of the poor. Jesus said the poor are always going to be with us. Well, Jesus is dealing with a specific question from Judas here, and he knows Judas' motives are not pure. And so we shouldn't take that as a, well, we don't need to be concerned about the poor, because all throughout Scripture we see that God wants his people to care for the poor. And later on, Jesus will tell a parable about those who visit the sick and the naked, clothe the naked, and go to see those who are in prison and feed the hungry, that those are actually people who are ministering to Jesus. So we have to be careful when we read Scripture, not just to take one verse out of context. But if we look at the main thing here today as we approach this Holy Week, it is, will we be willing to pour our lives out at the feet of Jesus, to give up everything we are, the most valued things that we have, for the sake of worshiping Christ, this one who will go to the cross and die for us? Would we be like Mary, willing to take the most valued things in our lives and consider them nothing compared to the glory of worshiping Jesus? That's a great question for us to begin this Holy Week with. And maybe that's a good posture for us to begin to lay down everything that we are for the sake of loving Christ. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.